This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Don Ecker, what do you think the government knows? What are they hiding from us? What is the truth?
Well, Gene, if I knew, you know what? I wouldn't be here. I'd be out on the lecture tour getting rich, okay?
Well, there are already people getting rich, and guess what? I don't think they know anything.
Yeah, well, I couldn't begin to tell you. As I said in an earlier segment, it could be, and once again, I have to fall back on my personal speculation, it could be any number of things. However, do I think that the government knows the full entire secret? No, I don't. I think in many regards, they are mystified, as you and I are, as Greg is, as everybody is, but I do believe they know a heck of a lot more than we do. Let's face it. One of the things that came out in this recent UFO incident and the disclosure of Harry Reid and Bob Bigelow and all that stuff, allegedly there are materials through some means or process have been collected from these objects. Now, how would they get their hands on material? Well, God only knows. Did some jet jockey fire a missile at them? Did he open up with his guns? Did they shoot some pieces and parts off? Did one come down and crash? It could be anything. But it was disclosed that allegedly there is a laboratory with some of this exotic material. Now, that claim was made and not a heck of a lot else to back it up. So, is there a place where they have material? Well, probably. Now, here's something else. And you've got to be somewhat of a historian to know this. Back at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, that was the Area 51 of its day. As a matter of fact, that place was where allegedly, and there was a lot of scuttlebutt about it at the time, and we're talking practically 70 years ago, where the remains of whatever it was that came down at Roswell was stored. Now, for all you newer Paracast listeners, get on your laptop computer, pull up your search engine, and put in there Senator Barry Goldwater. Now, Goldwater was an extraordinarily prominent senator from the state of Arizona. As a matter of fact, in 1964, he was the Republican choice to run against then-President Lyndon Baines Johnson. Goldwater, of course, lost that election, but along with that accomplishment and the fact that he was also a United States senator, he was also a lieutenant general in the United States Air Force Reserve. The general that was in charge of the whole Air Force then was bomb 'em to the Stone Age, Curtis LeMay. Here was the guy that ran the United States Air Force. Here was the guy that was on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. One of the most powerful military men in the military hierarchy back in those days, and he was a personal friend of Barry Goldwater. Goldwater had a deep fascination with UFOs. Now, according to what Goldwater said in a number of public appearances, he himself never saw a UFO. However, he had many friends, including pilots, that did. He wanted to know what they were. He knew about the so-called Blue Room at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. He went to Curtis LeMay, and he asked him on the sly, "Hey, Kurt, He said, I've heard all these rumors about the Blue Room at Wright Patt. What's the chance of you getting me in there so I can take a look? And Goldwater said he never had been cursed out like LeMay cursed him out in his life when he asked that question. And LeMay said, I can't even go in there, and by God, don't you ever ask me about that again. Well, he never did, but he wasn't shy about telling the story. So apparently, at least at one point, the Air Force had their hands on a lot of material, but most people are not aware of that today.
Is there a smoking gun there, though?
Well, the only smoking gun that I would see would be the reaction that LeMay gave Goldwater. Of course, they're both deceased, so there's no way that either of them can be questioned about it. I don't know, but other than that, the fact that it's a public knowledge that LeMay came uncorked on Senator Barry Goldwater, I don't know where else to take that.
Or it was an act and he wanted him to think that. I do not know. I wasn't there. I don't know what was happening. And yes, I do know that story. And, you know, it's indicative that there was something important there. What, we do not know.
Yeah, it's kind of like when another guy in the UFO field years ago, before he went off the rails, was Clifford Stone. Now, Stone is a retired Sergeant First Class, SFC, E-7 from the United States Army. And back in the 80s and the very early 90s, before he caught the UFO bug or virus and was looking for UFO stardom, had been a stellar document finder. And one of the documents that Stone discovered, if I remember correctly, was called Moon Dust. I think that was it. And what this document dealt with was what to do with foreign exotic technology that could be gleaned from battlefields around the world and what have you, which mostly dealt with enemy aircraft. I mean, it could have been Soviet aircraft, Russian aircraft, Chinese, whatever the case was. But there was also an indication that some of it might have been geared toward unknown or unidentified aircraft that came down. So it's pretty apparent to me that our military, the American military, has been looking for this stuff and picking it up wherever they could find it for a very long time.
Yeah, and they who knows what they're doing with it. And I think what they're gleaning from it is something about materials science, not specifically about what the propulsion system is or whatever. That came home to roost when they, as you mentioned, they had that blurb in the article about having material stored in a facility in Las Vegas in Bigelow's building. So I think that either they found stuff, and there's definitely artifacts from UFO sightings. It's Maury Island, the Ubatuba stuff. I think there's a few others. And there's probably many
that
more that we don't
that
know
we
about.
Know about. We don't yeah, know we what about. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So I, what they could get out of this was either, you know, some indication of how to build better materials, or maybe how the things flew without, you know, going through the sound barrier and seemingly not having any aerodynamic effects on the whatever shape it is that's flying through the air. Anyway, yeah, I think that so back to the main question, what does the government know? I basically agree with Don. I think they know more than we know, but I do get the distinct feeling that having more data doesn't mean it gives them more answers.
Well, as I said before, they certainly have sightings that are no doubt classified because there are national security concerns involving test aircraft, all sorts of things. But whether or not they have specific knowledge that will advance UFO research may be the question mark. I suppose we'll have to see. We have Don Ecker, Greg Bishop, Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien's on a lecture tour in California now, and we wish him the very best. With Gene, Greg, and Don, you're in
El Paracasto.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Well, I mentioned briefly, we're not going to go into great detail here. We mentioned it a couple of times in the Paracast. But Greg is working on a new book about the contactee movement, and once the book is out, we'll have him and his co-author back on to talk about this in more detail. But Greg, what attracts you to the contactee movement? I think a lot of people just think they're a bunch of wacky people that hung out 50, 60 years ago.
I think there's a lot of things you can look at as in terms of social movements and why people join these social movements and why people have strange ideas about things and how that was came out in society, which was a very different society than in the 1950s, 60s, a little bit after that, than we have now. And I'm just fascinated when anybody has a different and strange and completely off the charts belief system than I do or people I know. It's just it's like being a tourist in a strange land, except all you have to do is start reading their stuff and watching old videos and listening to their recordings. We gathered information from we expanded the idea of contactee. So we've got people in there that, one, you've never heard of. Molly Thompson, you might have heard of. Certainly nobody's really heard of Paulina Peavy, who was active from the 1930s to the 90s. She was active almost all of her life and said she channeled aliens and made paintings and things. And it's fascinating. I love it when people produce something besides just like a book, and she did artwork. But we expanded the idea. So we went back to Madame Blavatsky, who said some of her extended masters were from Mars and Venus, and took it all the way up to the present day. We've included Charles Hickson, the Pascagoula abduction guy, because he said that he got messages that during his abduction and later, people don't realize he had, I think, three more experiences where he said they, whatever it was, his aliens or whatever he had seen told him they were going to return, that he'd been chosen to give a message to the world about world peace, classic contactee stuff. But nobody thinks about him in that way. They just think of him as that guy who was abducted in Pascagoula, Mississippi, by things that look like robots with elephant skin or whatever. But he not only did he have three more contacts, one of them was with most of his family, most of his relatives. There were, I think, six or eight people in the car, and they were driving through the woods here in, I think, southern Louisiana or Mississippi, and they had a giant craft follow them and then hover over the road and scare the crap out of everybody. And his wife wouldn't talk about it, really. She didn't want to. It had freaked her out so much. And people don't realize this. And he's one of those people that are repeaters that J. Allen Hynek used to be very scared of because it made people think that people were just telling stories. But I think that's a part of the way that ufology is changing now. We're looking more at what the witness says, what they felt, and their feelings about it, because that's not something you put in a database.
Can I pop in here for just a second? And
please do.
I want to get your response to this. The one thing about the contactee movement, going back to the early 50s up through the early to mid 1960s, that fascinated me to no end, and this is something that many people may not be aware of, but the contactee movement gave fits to the power structure, to people like the FBI, the CIA, the military. They didn't talk about it publicly, but they gave fits because all of those contactees had one underlying theme that purportedly the aliens passed on during their contact sessions. And that was an anti-nuclear power thing. Get rid of your weapons. Get rid of your atomic bombs, your H-bombs, and all that kind of stuff. Now, most people would look at that, and they would smile, they would laugh, you know, at these people. The feds, however, weren't laughing. And there were many people within the federal bureaucracy, within the CIA, the FBI, what have you. And remember, this was the time of the Great Red Scare that saw these as commies or commie sympathizers, maybe even knowingly or unknowingly agents of the KGB. And this was something that I found fascinating to read some of the behind-the-scenes stuff about that. And Greg, what do you think about that?
You bring up a good point. I think that comes up a few places in the book. There are FBI files on a lot of these people, not even minor contactees, because they thought they had a legitimate concern because because of the Cold War, everything was heightened. All senses, all paranoia, everything was heightened, whether it was justified or not. I think in the case of the contactees, it never really gelled into a movement that was going to affect very many people, but they wanted to stomp out any little bit of communism or communist appearing things. As I think you mentioned, they said the aliens came from planets that, where there was no private property. Everything was owned, this collectivist thing, which really scared them as well. So I think they were, one, trying to monitor it to see who was interested, and two, if something did start to happen, they would nip it in the bud. But I don't think they ever really needed to do that, because the contactees were so out of left field that most people didn't listen to them.
Right.
Even though one of them did run for public office, he just didn't get Gabe Green in 1960.
Gabe Green, right.
Yeah. He ran against Kennedy. I think he got 70,000-80,000 votes in California, which wasn't insignificant, but they're all flying saucer wackos that voted for him.
Yeah. Yeah. But that has always fascinated me. It made me wonder, and I did wonder, how many of those contacts may have been perceived by the contactees as a real event, and then how many just might have been jumping on a bandwagon to see if they could get up there with Adamski or, some of the other contactees in the public eye. It's hard to say.
Yeah, it is hard to say. But then there was this weird argument that George Hunt Williamson and George Adamski got into after they went out to the desert and supposedly, Orthon came down and they took plaster casts of his footprints, etc. They got in a big argument. Adamski argued that channeled material should not be entered into the contactee lore because it wasn't reliable. Only face-to-face contact, as Adamski had had. Williamson had never had such a thing, but he channeled his butt off every chance he got. So there are these, two schools of thought about how you should conduct yourself as a contactee. So you could make up a story about anything. I have a feeling that probably a majority of them really sincerely thought they had met people from other planets, or they had initially had some weird sighting or something that happened to them or a hypnagogic dream or something like that, and that made it okay for them to start making stuff up later, or, to interpret everything that they thought as some real experience.
We'll have more possibilities about the contactee movement. And, of course, we're not going to give you much of a preview of the book because we'll get to that in a future discussion. But in general, I think there's some interesting possibilities here. We've got Don Ecker, Gene Steinberg, Greg Bishop. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, just a couple other things that I would want to mention, or maybe one. When we had Nick Redfern on a few times, he's mentioned the case of Orfeo Angelucci, where this time he meets somebody over at a diner somewhere. I'm not sure if he was a military type. Maybe you remember, Greg.
No, he wasn't in the military.
Wasn't, but he takes this tab or something. And then to quote the certain lyric from a certain song, he went into a dream.
Yeah, so either that would indicate some kind of, it's funny, Don was kind of hinting at this a little bit, I think, that the interest may have gone beyond just being interested in actually messing with people in a MKUltra type way. I don't think that happened with Angelucci, but I suppose it's a possibility.
Well, let's not forget, that's when there were a lot of people slipping things like LSD into unsuspecting victims during the MKUltra stuff. And hey, to me, let's face it, those contactees, it would seem to me, would have been prime candidates to fiddle around with.
It's a very good candidate for some further research. Grounds for further research, as Dave Emery used to say.
Yeah, I mean, those people were out there in the middle of, you know, metaphorically speaking, in the middle of the boulevard with a huge target on them.
Yeah, it could have been. I mean, I've never really thought about it in those terms past, you know, just speculating. But it would be interesting to find if there anybody could FOIA anything to do with people from non-scheduled religious and political movements being used in some of these MKUltra unwitting experiments, as Frank Olson was, but he wasn't one of those. He was just a government scientist. There's a good series right now on, Netflix or something called Wormwood about the Frank Olson case. I just started watching it.
That's true. And let us not forget that during that period of time, the FBI, the Central Intelligence Agency, were keeping an eye on these people. Just about then, the anti-war movement was gearing up because of Johnson's increased sending of troops, supplies, what have you, into Vietnam. The whole structure was beginning to reverberate. And then, along about 1965, 66, the Hillsdale case happened, which created a huge, absolutely huge news splurge on UFOs once again. NICAP was still in the ball game then with Major Kehoe. People like Gerald Ford, future president of the United States when Nixon resigned from office, was interested in what was going on. They all pushed for Project Blue Book and what became the Condon Committee research effort at Colorado University. I mean, there were tremendous things happening both on the social front as well as on the UFO front. I mean, those were some incredibly frantic and, well, frantic anyway, frantic times.
Yeah, everybody's, like I think I sort of said before, everybody's senses and paranoia and everything was heightened at the time. And I think it ended up in the way the decade ended with it, you know, JFK, MLK, and Martin Luther King and the Manson family and all that. It kind of all fell apart at the end, I think, just because of the interaction between two warring factions that were completely at odds with each other and completely scared of each other. And that's what happens. I see that sort of happening now, and it's worrisome.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's an absolute, tremendously messy mess. You bet.
Yeah. We got 10 minutes, Gene.
Yes, we do. And we have to look here at what's happening in terms of the contactee movement. It's mostly gone, except for people like Billy Meyer, though.
I wanted to ask Greg about that. Speaking of contactees, one of the only ones that I'm aware of left anymore is the Meyer organization, or as some people call it, the Meyer cult. What's your bottom line on that, Greg? Do you think he actually had some type of legitimate incident, maybe even got a real photograph or two? It didn't take any expertise to make a determination that a lot of that material that flowed from the Meyer cult was fabricated at best and, misinterpreted at worst. But what do you think about that situation?
Well, knowing I sort of went into his history and where he was born, and he had an accident. He was in a bus accident when he was in his 20s. I think that's how he lost his arm. He was basically a spiritual seeker. I think he went to India for a while. And I think he, like a lot of these contactees, he primed his own pump, so to speak, to have some kind of strange experience.
Did you know he deserted from the French Foreign Legion?
I didn't know he deserted. Oh, that's right. Yes, I did. Yes, I actually wrote my entry on Billy Meyer. And yeah, I did. I do recall that he did that. He ran away to join, but then he deserted, and I think ran off to India or somewhere in the Middle East, and eventually made his way back to Switzerland, the land of his birth. But as to your first question, I'm not sure if he ever got a real picture of anything. I'm inclined to think, because he's, like I said, was self-selected to be sort of a seeker and a spiritual person, that whatever experiences he had made it okay for him to make up these pictures. And in fact, I don't have any disagreement from most people that I think the vast majority, or if not all of them, are faked. I don't know if that, it doesn't diminish some of the spiritual messages that come through contactees. They're great ones. It's just that you know, sometimes I think people take that a little too seriously. There are two or three other groups still around from the old contactee movement. I know of at least two, the Atheri Society, who I visit every few months here in Los Angeles. They're still here, even though George King, the founder, died about 10 years ago. And the Unary Society in San Diego is still going, even though their last founder, Ruth Norman, died, I don't know, I think around the same time. They've both been gone for years, and the groups are still going strong. And the Atheri Society, I actually like them. They have a very peaceful, non-denominational, non-confrontational message of brotherly love and all that. They just couch it in very strange terms. The best thing I like about them is all the years I've known them, they've never tried to recruit me or, you know, make me see the things their way or really care if I believed in what they were saying or not. They really don't care. And they've got a special place in my heart because of that.
Well, maybe they figure if you come there long enough, you'll adapt. There is an organization out there. I do not recall the name. But we were offered the opportunity to interview someone who still believes and advances the cause of George Adamski.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten a message from him, too.
Right. And when I communicated with the assistant and I said, are you aware of all these efforts in which Adamski was exposed? And I sent a link because we have it at the JimMosley.com website that Kurt Collins is running for us. I sent him the link to the George Adamski expose issue from Saucer News back in like 1957, which is probably one of the best things they ever did. And I never heard back from them. So I don't know if I destroyed somebody's belief system or not. But I was really surprised after all these years that anyone cares about George Adamski anymore, except as a curiosity or in terms of exploring the movement and what it might have meant. We've got more to come. Don Ecker, Gene Steinberg, Greg Bishop, you're in.
Hey, gents, it's the Paracast!
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Hey, gents, it's the Paracast. No, someone said that already. Greg Bishop, Don Ecker, Gene Steinberg. Now, one thing I want to bring up, because maybe you mentioned it earlier, Greg and Don, is it possible some of these contactees had some kind of real experience, as is implied here, and it's not just deciding to invent stuff, it's doing it because they're getting attention. These are people who were basically unknown, under the radar, no great achievements in their life, and suddenly something really weird happens to them, and they get all this attention. They become a celebrity, and then you've got the kind of audience that is expecting more. What's your encore? What's your sequel? But it never happens again. So they make it up.
I would say yes, and it's still going on, and it's going on in the UFO community right now. Don, what were you trying to say before we went to the break?
Oh, I was just saying to Gene, he was afraid that he may have destroyed somebody's belief in Adamski. And I was simply going to say, Gene, don't lose any sleep over it, because a true believer will believe.
I was only half serious.
Yeah, you see it everywhere now. There's true believers of every stripes and everything. No matter what you tell them, what you show them, their opinion is not going to change. In fact, it's a horrible thing to change your opinion, which I think in any kind of civilized society, it'd be a great thing to change your opinion when you find out information that contradicts what you previously believed. But the way the human mind works, and this has been explained by psychologists and everything, is that if you've got a belief, you're going to reinforce that belief with everything you can. And if somebody attacks it, instead of reexamining your belief system, you become even more invested in the belief system.
The perfect case in point in this toxic society we live in today is the political spectrum. There's nothing any more poignant to prove that point than politics today. And you're absolutely correct. It doesn't matter which side of the spectrum you fall down on, because they're both, in my opinion, equally guilty.
Yes, fanaticism reigns supreme. That's another problem with any political, any human endeavor, at least in the West here, in the media that we're soaked in, is that the loudest person is generally the least subtle and the least able to hold up their point of view, so they just yell the loudest. And like any kind of conversation, whoever yells the loudest has the floor. And that's unfortunate, because the more thoughtful people wait for them to finish, but they just keep yelling.
And unfortunately, it oft times will devolve into violent acts. And we've seen that too. And you're right, Greg, it is terrifying.
Yeah, and I see it constantly. It's why I made up those T-shirts that say do not engage on them. It's like if you're not learning anything from somebody, if there's not an exchange of ideas going on, disengage from that conversation. It's not a conversation. It's just a yelling match.
Well, again, goes back to the bubble in which so many people live in. They reinforce their belief systems, but nobody learns anything. And if someone comes over and presents something new, oh, no, that's bad news, that's conservative, or that's liberal, or that's whatever it is.
Yeah, I get excited if somebody has a different point of view. I'm going to take a real hard look at it very, very quickly to see if I think there's anything there. But I try not, I'm human too, but I try not to be automatically against something just because it doesn't agree with my preconceptions. And I've had my mind change more than once. And I think that's a great thing. It's one of the most exciting things, I think, to change my mind, even if there's some crow eating to go along with it.
Well, eating crow is not bad. I think my opinions on UFOs have certainly changed. I started out reading Donald Kehoe. So I hung on his every word, but I was just a kid. And I started talking to people and started reading around. I said, this is not quite where we're supposed to be.
Yeah, challenge yourself all the time. I think it's a brave thing to do, and if more people did it, I think people would be less divided. I've never seen people more divided. It really, really bothers me, and I don't know what that's due to. You know, probably something to do with the internet, something to do with the schooling system, something generational. But it's very obvious to me that people are extremely divided.
Ever since I got my first computer. Back in the very end of 1987, I've noticed a phenomenon with the computer technology, and that is real simple. You meet somebody on the street, you smile, you shake hands, you have a polite conversation, everything's well and good. You go home, you get on your computer, and now you're anonymous, and the internet and your keyboard shield you. And you no longer have to focus your self-constraint. You can just let fly. Flaming. That's what they used to call it back in the day, flame wars. That was the precursor to this no longer civil society that we live in. And it's personified geometrically on places like Facebook. And as a result, I have been limiting my exposure to it as much as possible.
What I do on Facebook, and our listeners know we have a Paracast fan club, a couple of them there, I post announcements about the show, I answer questions, and I contact some people off and on in Facebook Messenger, especially since AIM, the original AOL Instant Messenger, went down the dumps some weeks back. So right now the instant messaging app I use is mostly Facebook. Occasionally, my son uses WhatsApp because it has very good audio quality for making free phone calls. We're just about out of time. Greg Bishop, tell us a little bit more about when this book's going to be out. Do you have a title yet, a working title?
The book's going to be called A is for Adamski. It has a beautiful cover. It is probably in the next 2 to 3 months. I'm not exactly sure yet. Adam Gorightly is publishing it. It's basically a coffee table book with a lot of good text in it, and it will include many, many, many photographs, images, and all that, which have not been seen before or not in a long time. If you want to find out what I'm doing, probably the best thing to do is either go to the Facebook group for Radio Mysterioso or go to the page, the Radio Mysterioso .com page to see what the latest shows are.
Don Ecker, you're back on the air as of some months back. Tell us more.
Yeah, since July, my show, Dark Matters Radio, airs on KGRARadio.com Friday and Saturday evenings. The show begins at 5 p.m. Pacific. It runs for 2 hours, although we had a special show last Saturday that was a three-hour special. We do that occasionally. You know, I basically have been keeping my toe in the UFO pond as much as is necessary. I still find this, well, golly, I hesitate to say this, but it's true. I still find it exciting upon occasion. And I got to tell you, this most recent UFO disclosures, if you will, no pun intended, with Harry Reid and what have you. I still, and I feel guilty about it, but I still find it somewhat exciting knowing that there is still quite a mystery out there. I like to dabble with it, and I suppose for the foreseeable future, I'm going to continue dabbling with it.
We continue to dabble as well for, I don't know, coming up on 12 years next month for the PowerCast, Never Missed a Beat or an Episode. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. You can find us on Facebook, two official PowerCast fan clubs. But remember, I don't engage on Facebook as much as some people think I should. We also have another radio show. It's called After the PowerCast, and it's all about the unexpected. It could be special interviews, extensions of this show. You never know what to expect next. We give you that. We give you a version of this show free of the network ads. So those of you on YouTube who say, ads, ads, that's the way not to have the ads. To learn more, go to plus.thepowercast.com. Once again, that's plus.thepowercast.com. Subscriptions start at just $1.49 a week. We also offer monthly, annually, 5 years, even lifetime. And the 5 year and lifetime stuff, we give away free stuff, too. Just check our offering, plus.thepowercast.com. Greg Bishop, Don Ecker, thank you both for joining me this week on the PowerCast.
Thanks very much, Gene. Nice talking to you again, Don. And we should have an appearance on one of each other's shows sometime soon.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that sounds like a great idea, Greg.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.